Hey everyone, it's your girl Brittany here, and welcome to Brit Positive Podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in. I hope everyone's doing well out there. To keep up with us here, you can follow us on Instagram and Twitter, and you can listen to us on Spotify, Apple, and Anchor. Now, if you're listening to us on Spotify, Apple, and Anchor, you can click that follow button to join the Brit Positive Fan Bam and download this podcast so you can listen to it on the go. All the links are down below so you can join in spreading the positivity with us. Now for the Brit Positive quote of the day. We don't grow when things are easy. We grow when we face challenges. I thought this was a very interesting quote because I find a lot of the times we grow and mold into a better people when we get through challenges. So if you're going through a challenge in this season, I encourage you to just keep going, keep persevering. You'll get through it and you're going to discover more amazing things about yourself along the way. Now, I have a special, good, amazing, awesome guest who is joining me on this episode. As you can tell by the title, is nostalgia good or bad? And I couldn't do this without my girl who hasn't been on this podcast since season one and two. So it's such a really exciting welcome to bring her back on, my girl, Amessa.
Hello, BTP fam.
Girl, it's been such a long time since you've been here, and I'm just so excited to have you back on. It feels like the old BPP days, I'm not gonna lie. How have you been? What is something recent that you're watching? Let the people know.
I've been good. Thanks for asking, and thanks for having me back on BPP. Let's see, what have I been watching lately? Okay, one show that I have been enjoying. Well, the show's completed now, but the show that I really did like is a show called The Glory, and it's on Netflix. It's actually a Korean drama, and what this show is about is basically a woman who, back in her high school days, she was bullied by some of her classmates. So then when she gets older, she basically kind of sets some schemes in motion to kind of get revenge on them.
That sounds like an awesome show. For me, I've been watching Chicago PD, and I was quick to say CPD, sorry, but yeah, it's one of my favorite shows at the moment. I've been watching it with my mom, and if you guys are into action and cops, you know, taking out the bad guys and just a really good written, you know, cop show alongside Law and Order, I truly recommend it.
Ooh, I should watch it myself too.
Right? So, So is nostalgia bad or good or good or bad? You name it, we are going to talk about it. So my first question here is, how would you define nostalgia, and what are some examples of experiences or memories that tend to evoke feelings of nostalgia? When I, you know, thought of this question, I just was like, you know what? For one, let's get down to letting the people know what this means. Nostalgia is basically, guys, a sentimental longing or wistful affection for the past, typically for a period or place with happy personal associations, okay? Examples I find of nostalgia showing up in people's lives is, like, based off of, like, movies or music or clothes or art or, you know, toys, you know, that you grew up on, or just like interesting gadgets, even cell phones, you know, bring back nostalgia, headphones, you name it, iPods, MP3 players, CD players, all of that to me is nostalgia. You know, games as well, like certain games bring back memories, you know, songs, like I believe music, but songs, I'm talking like ones we like made up on the playground. I think those are pretty nostalgia too. But yeah, those bring back memories of a time, I believe, that we as humans were present in the moment. So that's why we feel so much more than just something we remember, but it's something we can also feel again, like a feeling of happiness, feeling of, you know, appreciation and all those things, a feeling of connection as well, because we weren't just, you know, going by, we were in it. We were breathing and feeling everything at once. And that is why it's such a strong memory in our hearts. So, you know, nostalgia is a pretty awesome thing, I think. It's something that I think as a human, as we grow, it's our little pillow along the way, you know, or a little teddy bear. Like, you know, when we're going through things, it's like you need something to comfort you. It's like nostalgia can be that little nice thing to comfort you through some good and bad times if you need, you know. So that's my take on that. But for you, my friend, my guest on the show, why do we experience nostalgia? Is it a universal human emotion, or are there cultural or individual differences in the way people experience nostalgia? What is your take on that, Emeza?
Ooh, that's a very, very good question. Thank you for that. What I would say is for nostalgia and why we experience it, well, nostalgia is definitely a very, very big, powerful emotion that I feel also kind of evokes other emotions, like some of the ones you touched on earlier, like it can bring happiness and then excitement and more for some people. And then for some people too, which is why I think it's a bit of a mixed emotion. For some, it can kind of bring sadness or maybe loneliness and more. So it's like there's a bit of both ends of it that people can experience with it, but it's definitely one that is still can be a really good one. And I was even looking at a study here where they talked about how nostalgia is a bit of a mixed emotion, because they found that some people are most likely to think of, you know, the good old days when something goes wrong in the present.
Wow, I did not know that. And it's actually funny that you mentioned that, because that's true. Sometimes when I personally am going through some hard times, I'll jokingly like talk with my brother and I'm like, oh my gosh, remember like Spider-Man with like Tobey Maguire? Like that's going back to like the early 2000s, of course. But, you know, that's why it's played such like a, you know, a happy moment for a lot of people. It brought such an early time of like just happy memories and excitement, like you said. And a lot of the times too, we kind of bring nostalgia back in our lives based off of like going through hardship. So I love that. I love that that study, you know, points that out. For me, I would say I think it brings back a time where we believe things weren't as complicated as, you know, things that may feel now. So why we experience it is, like you said, we kind of channel that when we are going through a hard time. And I think it's also a way to kind of bring a sense of community. I at least for me, when I go online and I stumble across like an image or a game or just something that is from my childhood, sometimes it could just be like people showing an image of like Bop It or a certain gum or snacks we used to eat as a kid or commercials we used to watch, you know. I look in the comment section and I just see like everybody like having a happy conversation regarding of like a time they felt when that was on the TV, or they would remember singing the Yope commercial song like all the time in school. And I remember that time because those kids in my class would just be singing it like, give me Yope, me mama Sue Yope. And that was just like crazy how like it was just that theme song that was stuck in our heads, and it's just something we all grew up with, and it's something we can like smile about. It doesn't mean, I mean, no shade to Yope, but it doesn't mean everyone loved the yogurt. It was just the fact that it was on our TV so many times, and as kids we just, you know, would sing the song on our way to school and things like that. And it just, like I said, it just brings a happier time in our lives, you know. I wonder if Yope is still out there, by the way.
I think it might be. I don't know if it was the same. I don't know if it's what I thought, because actually when I went to Costco today, I passed the freezer section. I saw some yogurt. Now, I can't remember if I saw Yope or if it was a different brand, but I think they still exist.
Yeah, okay. Because I haven't seen Yope or the commercial in a long time, but here we are. But anyway, yeah, so, you know, nostalgia is a universal human emotion, I believe. I believe a lot of us are connected to each other based on that experience as well. And, you know, even another example I thought of is just like, I don't know if you've seen this on Instagram, but you know when you're like going to the supermarket with your parents as a kid, and like unless you're going with like one of your parents, then one, your mom leaves or your dad leaves to get something that they forgot to pick up, and you're just standing there looking at the cash register and looking at the cashier just kind of like, oh my gosh, are they gonna make me like pay for all this or something? And what I find so interesting, I saw like a video on Instagram reenacting that, and I personally was kind of surprised. You know, I found it funny, of course, but I was like, wait, they experienced that too? Because like I thought it was just me, you know, like not ever vocalizing it, never like telling people growing up, like, guys, my mom left me at the cash register and I was terrified. Like I never had a discussion about it. It was a feeling I felt, and I just like maybe internalized it. But then seeing it played out on social media, like on Instagram or TikTok, as like those little comedy videos they make, I was laughing because I was like, oh my gosh, that was me. You know, it was so relatable. And I just think kind of just brings us feeling alone, not feeling alone anymore, because we kind of notice that we all kind of go through similar things together, and it just makes us feel closer, and it makes us feel, I guess, just like, you know, not as different as we thought we might feel different, or, you know, just feeling like we're all in it together kind of thing, at least with our generation. But I just, at least that to me, I didn't even know it would be such a nostalgia factor, because it wasn't like, I wouldn't say it was a positive memory, but of course it was one I can look back on and laugh now, because not only like that video of someone reenacting that, you know, that feeling of like, mom, dad, get back here, you know? So yeah, I love that. And I just think, you know, it does something for people. It brings a community together. Even like, you know, I know some people have like parties, you know, they'll have like an 80s theme party or a 90s theme party. And even that brings people together based off of like the nostalgia. Like, I honestly want like a throwback R&B party so badly, so that, you know, we can all be dancing to like Usher and just like all these like good old throwback songs. I'm sorry, but the nostalgia just brings such a feel good vibe, like a time where we really, I find that a lot of us had a different mentality than we have now, you know? Not that things were, you know, the best back then, but it would just, because I don't want to speak for everyone saying everyone's experience was the greatest. I would like to acknowledge maybe some people went through hard times in that time, but at the same time, I think our mentality was so different that even through the hard times, we knew how to appreciate and be present in the good time back in the day, I will say, you know? So my next question for you, girl, is what are some of the psychological or emotional benefits of experiencing nostalgia?
Ooh, that's a very good question again. I would say, but yeah, nostalgia definitely has a good amount of benefits. Some that I've seen that it does do for people, and I think some of these benefits we can both relate to as well, is that it boosts one's mood. So I would say, with that being said, you know, like when we think of like happier or happy memories or happy thoughts of like the past, it could definitely make us happy right then and there, like in the present moment. You'd be like, oh, I remember when we used to do that. Or like when you mentioned the grocery or supermarket experience where like we were waiting for our parents to come, that was definitely stressful in the moment. But when we connect over it and kind of talk about it, it's like, oh, wow, you went through this too. Like that makes me like joyous or like happy or make me laugh, because I'm just like, oh wow, like that's a really a universal experience. So it definitely can uplift a person. It can also another benefit is that it can increase self-esteem. It can also provide a sense of social support. It can also help one for their physical health. Mm-hmm. Like apparently nostalgia has been shown to boost immune function, reduce stress, anxiety, increase life satisfaction. So it definitely has a lot of good benefits.
I love that. I truly love that, because I feel that it does bring that. Nostalgia brings good things. And I think I like mentioning it here on the show because we're all about positivity and looking for the positive. And I think one of the things that can help bring positivity is sometimes just like, you know, reminiscing on the good times, you know, or channeling good memory in your life, you know, whether that's through music, food, or a TV show or a movie or clothing or, you know, just certain books you used to read as a kid or toys, you know, you used to play with. Maybe, you know, you could still play with some of the toys like Bop It, Twist It. If I had that toy, I would be playing with that right now just to be like, do I still got it? Like, you know, but it's just all in like, you know, having like a happier mental, you know, state. If you need some of that right away, I think going back to some nostalgia stuff is really beneficial. So I love that. Can it be a form of escapism, or is it more about finding meaning in the past? And I thought this was pretty interesting because for me, I would say it is an escapism. I would use it as an escapism just because I think when I do channel a nostalgia moment, I don't do it purposely. I think I like when it just comes randomly and it just changes your mood all of a sudden, you know? Like, I could be like having a stressed out day, and it's like if I go on the internet and see something that's like back in the day kind of stuff, I automatically feel better. Like, I just feel better because I remember a time I was happy, you know? Right. Do I go channeling for it? I would probably when I had the like the flu, you know, when I was like a kid and I would get sick or so, my parents or my grandmother would just like, you know, give me soup and help me with the fever and stuff and like put on a Disney movie while I was like laying down trying to get better. So now as an adult, like if I'm not feeling well, I'm like always putting on like a Disney movie just to feel better because it brings back a time for me to like feel like everything's gonna be okay, because that's what I felt as a kid going through that. So I mean, that would be me like being intentional of make, you know, trying to escape the reality of not feeling well. But other than that, I think more than anything, just to go further into the question about finding meaning in the past, I wouldn't say that I dive into nostalgia to find any meaning. It's just kind of one of those feel good moments. But I think people nowadays can take some time while they're going through nostalgia to be like, what did I do then that would benefit me now? And especially when it's something good, because for me, I would look at it and say, I remember being very present, and I think this is why the nostalgia aspect of it now is affecting me in such a positive light, because I remember feeling and just seeing everything and laughing and smiling and just feeling excited over so many things, right? And I think that's something I would like to try to adapt to my life today, you know, go back to feeling excited and not worry. You know, I don't remember worrying during those times. I remember just being very present, doing whatever is coming to me. You know, like if my parents are like, we're going to go see a movie, I just went to see a movie. I didn't go thinking or ready to criticize a movie or give my assessment of it. Like, you know, like when do we just not just go to a movie and just see for itself and just enjoy it? Like a lot of times now, I will speak for myself, I will sometimes go through some YouTube videos of someone like giving their movie review or like reading some reviews online just to be like, is it worth my time? You know? But at least when I look back as a kid and it was anything with movies, I just watch it. I'm like, okay, let's see, you know. Of course, if I didn't like it, I didn't like it. But if I did, I did. But it wasn't to a point where you went in with like a vendetta, you know? You were just, I would say for me, I was just in the moment. I was just excited regardless. Even if I like walked out of the theater terrified afterwards, depending on the film. Luckily, I didn't see any scary films when I was a kid. But I'm just saying, like, I can recall certain films I watched that it was like, oh, that was a good time, or that was a fun time. I just remember like going to the arcade and then, you know, and then going into the movie theater and the popcorn and stuff. Like, I was just in it. Like, I was in the moment. I wasn't thinking about the next day. I wasn't thinking about yesterday. And I think that is one of the biggest, you know, things that I would take away from ever looking back on nostalgia and taking any meaning, is really to appreciate where you are now.
Enjoy listening to podcasts and ever wonder, can I make a podcast? But it seems so complicated, and good audio production can take time. What if there was a way to create an amazing podcast easily? Well, now there is. Introducing Podcasting Made Easy from Podtastic Audio. My production team will handle your entire audio production, allowing you to be the star of your show. This is podcasting made easy. How easy? Well, so easy, you don't even have to press record. Now that's easy. Your listeners are waiting. Let's deliver. Sign up for a free strategy call today at podtasticaudio.com/easy.
That's amazing, and I really agree with a lot of what you just mentioned there, and even it made me think about an experience I had when it came to going to see a movie back then, because I feel like a lot of movies back then were a lot better and more original.
That is true.
But I would say with some of the films, whether the movie was good or bad, that experience was just something that, you know, I think something that we definitely enjoyed. And whether it was a movie we saw by ourselves or saw a movie with family or friends, it's just we had that experience and that happy memory. So I think when we look back at that, it's like, oh, this was really nice as a whole. Whereas now we might as you mentioned, look at reviews and kind of see, like, oh, is it good? What are people saying about it? As opposed to just going to see it and have that experience or living in the in that moment or in the present and not thinking, like, oh, I got it. What am I going to make for dinner later? You know?
Right. Right. Exactly. And you nailed it there, girl. And this is why I'm having the conversation with you. So our next question is, are there any negative consequences to indulging in nostalgia too much? Can it become unhealthy or lead to a sense of dissatisfaction with the present? And I love this because it really makes you think, like, yes, it's a good thing, but can it be dangerous? And I saw a couple people online on Instagram. I don't know them personally, but there are some people who are so obsessed with the early 2000s that they, like, find outfits that were from the early 2000s, like stuff that were in movies, mind you. And they also have, like, a VCR, and they're just always posting stuff, like, from back in the day, like, even films that came out in the early 2000s. And as much as it's a nice nostalgia trip, I'm just like just to remember that you're also in the year of 2023. I was about to say 2000. You're in the year of 2023. Yeah, I know. But because you know, it's if you indulge in it too much, you're really not gonna make any new memories. And I mean, don't get me wrong, the old memories are beautiful, but you have, like, this opportunity to create another amazing memory in your life if you just simply, you know, be present, you know, make your life an event, you know, and do things that are not something you do all the time, of course, but it's something you're creating a story for yourself, for you to just say, I did this and I did that. And I think nostalgia can influence that if you look at it that way, of, like, taking what you did back then and trying to do something similar, but of course in the present that you're in. But if you're just always going back in the day and staying there, I think that can also be very unhealthy for someone. And they won't grow. They won't grow from, you know, from it, because they're not trying to adapt to their current situation. They're always just trying to stay where, of course, the time is not 2000 anymore, you know. But So I just find for that, you have to just be careful on how long you linger there. Nothing's wrong visiting. Nothing's wrong, you know, taking a little minute to just, like, appreciate something good that happened in your past. But if you're on it, like, 24/7 all your life, it's not going to be a pretty sight, I think. What about you? How do you feel about it?
No, I definitely agree with a lot of what you just said there. I think, cause it's okay to look back on the past or look back on old memories. Like, hey, I may have a photo album of, like, some old pictures and things, like, hey, you know, I remember that. And then maybe I might get an idea of, like, hey, you know, we have all these pictures. Why not let's take some photos right now? You know, that's kind of living in the present moment right then and there. Or other scenarios where people might think, like, oh, back in the good old days or when times were simpler. Because, of course, there were some things that were simpler then, but we can still kind of enjoy today and enjoy the present. Because if we linger too much or dwell too much in the past, you know, time will be passing us by right here in the present, you know?
Exactly.
So I think it's okay to you know, to go back there, but not 24/7, as you mentioned. So it's definitely good to, you know, kind of have a bit of a balance, or at least for people to not stay there too long. But you can definitely still take something from the past and kind of bring it to the present where, you know, back then, if you were, like, going to a movie, you know, still go and see a movie today. Or if you're, like, playing video games, you know, maybe you can buy an old DS Lite if it still exists somewhere. I think they do. And play it today, you know, or something a bit newer, like a Switch, you know. So there's definitely ways to go around it.
Yeah, I like what you said earlier about taking even pictures. Like, it kind of reminded me of, like, if you're looking through old photos of you, like, at a old vacation with your family, and you're like, oh, what a great vacation. Let's be like, okay, I need to plan a new vacation now. Like, you know, like it bring yourself to where you are now and what you can do fun in your present. Like, okay, if you went to Paris with your family on a family vacation. I don't know many people who would go to Paris for a family vacation, but I'm just giving a real random location here. But if you went there and you had a great family vacation in Paris, then of course you're going to, you know, feel that nostalgia. You're going to feel those good memories. And then you're going to now go and say, you know what? I need to go on another family vacation. Let's take my family to Disney World this time. You know, this, just switch it up. Just switch it up.
There's definitely ways to go around it, you know?
Yeah. But all I would have to say at the end of the day, guys, make your life an event, okay? If you're going to take anything away from this podcast, it's make it an event, all right? I think too, and I don't know, this is like a thought of mine, girl, and tell me how you feel about it. I feel nowadays why nostalgia is so big at this time, because I don't remember like having nostalgia be so present like in the early 2000s, you know what I mean? Like unless maybe I didn't have enough years in my life as yet to have a nostalgia moment, you know? But because clearly like other people have nostalgia, they'll like listen to like certain songs and they're like, oh man, back in the day, you know? And I'm like, oh my god, am I at that age now too? But but it's more like, do you feel at least now why nostalgia is so like out there in social media and such, and especially even in movies too, like sometimes they throw a little nostalgia in there. They do it because a lot of people aren't happy with the present today.
I would say yes to that, because, and one thing I would say I also kind of agree with is certain things from back then in terms of like content aren't the same as what they are now. Like when it comes to movies, I think one reason why maybe I might not be as, you know, quick to see a movie is I feel like some of them are not, there's not as much good ones today as they were back then.
True.
So I think for some people, they may miss how, you know, how good certain things were then, or at least how fresh certain things were, or how new things were.
Yeah.
And of course, there aren't new things today. Like things are always coming out left, right, and center, and different ads and more, new music and more. I find myself sometimes listening to older music as comparison to the new one, because I feel
here.
It's certain music is just timeless and very classic.
Right.
I think that's why some people could be a bit unhappy with their present due to the content. Not, they may feel the content is not as good, but then another factor could be for some, they may be unhappy with the present, maybe based off how their life or how life is going, because sometimes life can be hard, you know?
Yeah. And that's why I wanted to even talk about it, because I'm just noticing a lot, and I see a lot of people when I have a conversation with them, they get excited about something that happened long ago as against something that's happening now. Like, I feel people are a little more stressed out now, and like they're kind of nervous of the next day. But yeah, and going into my last question here for us, is how has the internet or social media changed the way people experience nostalgia? You know, are we more likely to feel nostalgic now that we can easily connect with people from our past, or has the constant exposure to nostalgia-inducing content made us feel more disconnected from the present? I have a lot to say on this. For one, the internet and how like social media changed the way people experience nostalgia, I think has only been anything but positive. I don't see it as a negative that's happening out there for people, because it's like everyone gets excited and stuff. But at the same time, I just feel it's not allowing us to try to make things better today. Because like when you look at it too, what I see, like the internet and social media, what they're doing, I wouldn't even go so far to just the internet and social media. I would even go into like movies. They're bringing back so many movies. Like they're remaking old movies, you know?
True.
Like the Oscars presented like the Little Mermaid trailer, and you know, people have mixed feelings about it. Some are excited, some aren't. I for one want to check it out, and I want to just go as a moviegoer. I'm not going as a critic, you know. I just want to go and relive, you know, The Little Mermaid, because when that movie came out, no one expected anything but this story, and we just had to sit there, and if you loved it, you loved it. If you didn't, you didn't. That was it.
Right.
So now it's like everybody has like an opinion, and they feel like they gotta say it, and all those things, and like I love hearing some people's opinion, don't get me wrong, but like I said, I am more attracted to the whole positive opinion than negative. It's too many negativities out there. But just like even movies like The Lion King, Mulan, and just so many remakes. I don't know if nostalgia is taking away from creativity as well, because back in early 2000s and all, there was just new, like things we just haven't seen for a long time, you know? Unless, I mean, I don't want to speak for all movies, because like, for example, there probably was like a Beauty and a Beast movie that happened in the 80s. And then Disney came with the animation for it and all that stuff. So, you know what I mean? There's all these mixed things that, you know, time and time again, I guess, maybe in the movie world, that there has been remakes of films. But I just hope the nostalgia doesn't hold back people's creativity or new ideas, because, you know, some people are like, oh my gosh, you remember that time we like had a skipping rope? Let's bring that back. like we don't need to bring back a skipping rope. Like make a new thing. Like let's get something. Even toys, girl. Like they're just like, you know, kids love, they used to love Bop It. Let's bring it back. And it's like, no, like bring us something better than Bop It. Like you can do it. I believe in you. I think the only thing that was like a new toy that was blowing up for a minute was a fidget spinner?
Yeah, the fidget spinners. I think they still sell them now. Not as often, but I think they still sell them even now.
Girl, the fidget spinners used to be like $10 and more. It was like they like spent so much money. I was working with youth, and when I tell you, and I walked into work one time and I see all these kids with fidget spinners, I was like, what in the apocalypse is this? You know, like all the kids had it. And it just reminded me of a time of like Tamagotchi as well. And yeah, when we like, you know, everyone at school had their Tamagotchis, and, you know, and I was like, yes, like we need to see the new creations come out. I remember hoverboards was a new thing. That was interesting.
Ooh, that is true. What's funny is I was actually thinking about that. I couldn't think of the name of it.
Oh, yeah? Yeah. That was like, yeah, that we didn't have that in our time as kids, but, you know, they came out with it for the kids now. But I think, I don't know, is it because, like, technology is so advanced now, like, nothing's going to easily impress them, like things that impressed us? Because, like, our stuff was pretty, like you had, if you wanted one thing to happen, you had to go to that one toy, right? And if you wanted another thing to happen, you had to go to that other toy. But like now with everyone having like an iPad or a tablet or even laptops, it's kind of like you just have the one thing that has a lot of stuff on it, you know? It doesn't have them move around to like play with different things, because I couldn't play my Tamagotchi on a Bop It. Like I couldn't do both, you know?
Right.
But now you can do as many things. You can play Scrabble on a tablet. You can play Hangman on a tablet. You can, you know, so I don't know. Maybe it's because the access to certain games and stuff is on one thing, so we don't see much creativity being shown in a different shape or form and such. But yeah, I'm just saying, that's stuff I'm noticing now with the new generation and what they're coming up with. And like us, where, you know, we had multiple gadgets, you know, but has the internet and social media changed the way people express nostalgia? Not in a sense. I think it just brings back old times, and it brings back times for us to laugh back at, too. Because I don't see it as nostalgia just only simply just making us feel like, you know, happy-go-lucky. It also brings a time where we can just laugh at ourselves and be like, oh my gosh, I thought that thing was cool, you know? Like, right? Like I actually had a moment with a friend where we were talking, and I don't know if you guys had this in America, but we had like Scholastic Book Order. You remember that?
Oh, book fair.
Yeah, the book fair. And honestly, there was a time in my life where I didn't go for the books. I just wanted some cool stuff, you know, like the cool pens and the erasers and pencils and stuff. And I don't know, they had just some interesting stuff. And like, I would just like run to my teacher with my order and be like, I really want this. And like my bag to give to the teacher to order my stuff. And like, you know, we had that to grow up on, and we just like had fun with it. Now, like, if any kids want any book, I don't know how they do Scholastic Book Order now, because like do they order a Kindle, you know?
Right, like do they even get flyers anymore for that? Do they make the flyers anymore,
right,
for that?
Even look at even when I look back on like social media presenting like Bill Nye the Science Guy or Blue's Clues, like I remember like the internet erupted when Steve, the original OG, come from Blue's Clues, like Steve, you know, Blue's first owner. Everyone like felt a certain way when he like gave a message like, hey, you, wow, look at you, you're all grown up. And low key too, I was like laughing at the comments where like people were like, wow, this really got to me. And I'm like, yeah, I'm sure it's not that bad, guys. And I pressed play and I was like, oh wow, I feel it, I feel affected, like, because this was a guy I was growing up with on TV who would like talk to me and say, you know, we got to find out what Blue's trying to show us.
Truly a great time,
right? And you know, so the internet now, like the way it brings nostalgia back for some of us, it's bringing it back as a time for laughter, it's a time for reflection as well, and time for joy, and a time to, I'm really hoping for others out there, a reminder of the good times, and just to remind yourself to enjoy the time you're in now just the way like you enjoyed the time you did back then. And then are we are we more likely to feel nostalgia now that we can easily connect with people from our past? Yeah, I find that too, because honestly, I don't know about you, not just social media and the internet, but like I think a lot of the times I see a lot of us young adults get happy when we mention something from our past, like oh, you remember this game in the playground, do you still remember it? Like I the other day I was trying to remember like Miss Mary had a baby, do you know that one, the one with this like a, it's like, oh, yeah. It's not patty cake, but it's like we had to sit in a circle and we went through this whole journey about Miss Mary.
There's a lot of good jingles back then.
I know. And I don't know who created it at all, because it's not like we were taught these songs in the classroom. It's just like some kid knew, then they taught someone, some other kid. And then this kid that's friends with us, like, taught us. And then it's like we would just sit on the playground and just play these hand games for a good while. Like, we just were so creative back then. I don't know what they're doing on the playground. I think they got their iPods and their cell phones. And they're just on TikTok.
Definitely TikTok.
Definitely on TikTok. And I'm not downplaying it, because you know what? Maybe this will become their nostalgia when they get older. And they'll be like, oh my gosh, remember TikTok?
That kind of reminds me of, now I think about it, their TikTok was our Vine.
Yes.
Because Vine was really nice. It was popping. And then it disappeared, and they even brought it back, and then it disappeared again. But lately, before TikTok, there was Vine. I'm sure many remember it.
That's
or
true.
Or our generation.
No, it's true. And I'm just saying, like, I'm not here to say the young, because I know some people are like, oh, the young people don't know, they're missing out, things like that. And I'm like, no, you know something, just like how probably, you know, the older generation thought we were kind of like lame for having like Nintendo DS and like Tamagotchi. They'll be like, back in my day we had marbles.
Rocks. I
don't know if I can say that. No, it's fine. It's true.
Like, no,
it's different times though. These kids used to play with sticks, girl. So it doesn't Oh my god. But the point is no generation had it better than the other generation. It's just we are evolving, basically. But nostalgia now, the way it's coming back pretty hefty, in that, you know, some movies, if they take place back in the day, like I was watching Chicago PD and I saw like season one, and the guy had like a very old iPhone. I was looking at my phone. I said, wait, how old is this show? Because the iPhone they had in the show was so old. And I was like, wait, what year did this come out? You know? But also I liked it because I was like, yeah, this is bringing back some good times. You know, like things were just like phones were smaller back then. You know, and, you know, we didn't have a lot of stuff we have now. And, you know, I guess, like I said, I think the less that we had, the more we appreciated what we had at that time. I think the more we have, it's too much for us to appreciate, that we end up we don't appreciate as much. You know, I think I'm guilty of that. You can have so much sometimes, and it's like, you know, you don't see anything special about it. But then if you don't have as much and you have very little, you appreciate every little thing you have, you know? So I think that has to also do with nostalgia as well, in that, in reflecting at a time that might have been very simple for us, a time that we just made our own fun. You know, I think the internet can be nice in that it brings the good memories, but also if social media is to use nostalgia for, you know, to their benefits of, like, because mind you, when they bring back shows or recreate movies, like, some people are excited for the nostalgia, yes, and some people are like, don't ruin a good thing. You know what I mean? Like, there's, it's mixed messages, I find, as well. I do like nostalgia as in, like, leave things how they were. But if you're going to, like, recreate it and make it live action and stuff, there's just so much pressure. There's so much pressure. That's why I think even The Little Mermaid is a lot of pressure, too. Because it's a nice nostalgia for a lot of people to look back on. But it's, like, if you mess up, like, if you mess up the memory of it, you know, then it just kind of tarnishes the feel-good nostalgia that you had originally, that you gained from it from the first time, you know? But what do you think, girl? Social media, internet, and nostalgia, and are we likely to feel nostalgic now, or is it a way we can connect easily with each other from our past, or has the constant exposure to nostalgia is, like, no longer, like, something we like? Because I think the constant is iffy. It depends on how it's presented. Like I said, through the example of movies, for me, it's just like I don't feel good about that. That doesn't bring a good feeling. But just like going through like a little picture of something I used to play with as a kid, like toys or a shirt or movies, VCRs, things like that, then I can smile and say, yeah, those were good days. So how do you feel?
Yeah, I would say it's definitely, social media is definitely a mixture, because the social media is definitely has connected people in so many more ways now today than before, because there was still social media then, but it wasn't as many now as there were then. Like back then, there was, you know, I don't remember the year Facebook existed, or like when it opened up finally, but I know before that there was like MySpace and more. But like when people would go to see a movie, it's like, go to see a movie, and that's that. Whereas now, to see a movie, people might be like, okay, let me see what people are saying about it, as opposed to just going,
yeah,
seeing it, having a good time, and that's that.
Yeah.
You know? And I would say social media has also, well, it still does connect people from our past, even people, it still connects people even in the present. But I will say it can kind of affect people in the sense of, like, society, specifically on the social media, might kind of affect people's actions and what they might want to do in the present, and it might also affect their thoughts or thinking. Like, for example, with the movie you mentioned earlier, The Little Mermaid, the new one that's coming out in May, right? For me, when I go to see it, I'm just going to see it just to see it, support the cast, and just see the movie as it is, not going to see it as a critic, none of that, you know?
Right.
There's some people out there who are going to go see it and be like, oh, is it going to be better than the original? Some people might think, like, they're going to be very nitpicky about it and think, like, okay, this movie, oh, if only they did this or that, or like, oh, they should have, because there was definitely a lot of discourse about the film and the casting, which I was like, oh, what's all that, you know?
Yeah.
And I would say it's definitely can affect people's actions and their thinking of, like, what they might choose to do in the present, whereas, you know, people should just go to see it just to support it. You know, it shouldn't be, you know, more of a critique. It should just be, you know, more enjoy it. Because if people see other people critiquing it, then they may too think like, oh, because of that critique or that review that person gave, it may not be as good. And it may change their actual experience and what they are trying to experience, literally. So I would say social media definitely has its, you know, its pros and cons.
Mm-hmm.
When it comes to nostalgia, because it could, you know, sometimes there can be reviews where, like, you know, if something is really bad, then it's like, okay, maybe I'll just save my money and not watch it, you know. But then there are some cases where social media can kind of bring people together in terms of uniting people on maybe something that everyone has experience, because, like, for example, with the example you mentioned with the grocery store experience, you know, mm-hmm. you wouldn't have known, or we wouldn't have known, like, oh, other people also experienced that had it not been on social media. So I think it definitely can be beneficial in a way, but it can also kind of take time away from enjoying the present and maybe enjoying spending time with people around us in that present too.
I love that, and you're so right about how it can affect us. I find that social media, or that, like, the internet in general, kind of just can put a bit of a peer pressure in us. Yes. like it drops a seed of something, like, whether it's something negative or positive. It's like, if the majority of social media is reacting to the same thing, then it's like you kind of feel like you have to either go with the crowd or against the crowd, but it's kind of just, like, all yeah. over the place. Like, you feel like, oh, wow, so many people thought this movie's bad. Well, I guess I won't give it a shot, you know? And I'm guilty of that. I've sometimes, because a lot of times, too, I just don't want to waste my time. And if I'm hearing someone really say, this movie is so bad, don't waste your time, then I'm like, okay, you know what? I'm gonna just have to take it for what it is. Everybody seems to really not like this film. But yeah. What I have been practicing as of lately is, anytime a movie has released, I'm like, I'm not reading anything, especially if it's something I genuinely found interest in at first. Like, if it's something I'm interested in watching for myself, I don't want to hear anybody else's take until I, like, you know, make my own. So
right.
I would avoid Twitter. I would avoid Instagram. I'm like, okay. Just give me 2 more days until I can go see the movie, and then I'll read other people's thoughts. But I want to develop my opinion. So I think, as a suggestion for you guys out there too, if you feel peer pressure from the social media crowd about films, or, you know, outfits and things that you like or are wanting to try, but you feel everybody else is saying that's whack or whatever. See, I feel like I'm gonna be judged just for saying the word whack. Like, who says that? But anyway. but if they think whatever it is that you might like, based off of, you know, social media's stance on it, I just think, you know, at the end of the day, form your own opinion, you know, form your own feelings on it, because then for me, when I do that and I see other people's opinion, I just feel better, where I'm like, oh, I don't agree. I thought it was good. You know, so when the Mermaid movie comes out, I'm going to watch it. And I think we should watch it, girl. You and I should go and watch it together.
We should, actually. I think we mentioned it, like, way back.
Yeah.
So I think, yeah, we definitely should when it comes out, which is literally, 2 months away. Oh, wow.
Yeah. Okay, you know what we'll do, guys? If you guys, I'm going to take a poll. And if you want a vlog, if you want BPP to have a vlog of her experience where she's going in blind with no peer pressure from social media, and you want my yes. honest reaction coming out of the theater with my girl Emeza, then let us know in the comments. Let us know on Instagram, because I'm thinking that would be such a cool thing to do. But yeah, it's just that. And I also wanted to ask you, girl, do you feel like, not only that we connect people, but, like, the constant exposure, I thought that part of the question was interesting, in nostalgia-inducing content made us feel more disconnected from the present. Do you feel, because we're so wrapped into this nostalgia conversation and nostalgia social media being presented a lot, even through films and clothes, you know, some clothes coming back in style and things like that, do we feel like it makes us feel disconnected from the present?
I would say it can, in a certain way. I think it can also make us feel disconnected, or can have us be disconnected without even some people knowing it sometimes. Mm-hmm. Because, like, for example, with, sorry to use the example of, like, fashion, you know, like, a lot of old or older fashion trends sometimes come back, like, they'll make way, like, now it's, we're into the whole Y2K 2000s fashion, right? Which is all right, you know. Of course, too, there's also, let's say, maybe certain music. You know, people, and I go through this too, or sometimes I might be like, I'm really feeling a 90s vibe today. Let me listen to 90s music. And then I'll just be like listening to their 90s music throughout the day or throughout the week and just tuning into that. And then I may not really tune into, you know, today's music as much. I may listen to it on the radio and more, but I'm just like, you know what, I'm feeling more the 90 vibe,
yeah,
things like that. Then if I was to then you know, only listen to 90s music, which is not a bad thing. But if I then was like, oh, 90s music is top notch and today's music is terrible, it sucks, then other people may, like, and I, if say I decide to post that online, other people may agree, some people may disagree, but some people may see that and might be like, this is true, you know, today's music is not good, it's just terrible. And there's some people who really do enjoy today's music or today's artists. Like, for example, if say I was a, let's say I was a celebrity or a popular influencer, and I'm giving an opinion on something that I'm like, oh, things back then were really good and great, and today just not great. You know, people who see that may think like, oh, because, you know, people agree with her opinion and she is the majority and stuff, then I'm just going to stay here and that's not really speak up and say like, oh, I really like today's music, things like that. So I think social media and the constant exposure to kind of nostalgia-inducing content can maybe make certain people feel disconnected from the present, because sometimes it may try to constantly take us back to things in the past as opposed to the present, yeah.
Because, like, and the good point you brought too is like, a lot of people complain too much, especially when nostalgia like shows up. It's like we complain about the present, and I think that's why we would maybe feel disconnected from the present as well, is because we are now wanting or wishing for things to be like how they were back in the day, you know, and instead of us being appreciative about the 2023 that we made it to, it's like it can make you become an ungrateful person as well. And you know, I find too on social media, there's so many complaints, there's so many people complaining, and it's like I just think we need to go back to a time as well with our behavior when it comes to nostalgia of just like chillax, you know, like if you don't like something, you don't like it, you know. It doesn't have to be too deep where you have a rooted, you know, dislike for modern music as against the old music back in the day. Like, if you like old music back in the day, then kudos to you, you know, like do what makes you feel good in that it's something, you know, that's beneficial to you, of course, and something that won't harm you, then yeah. But just, you know, it's just a lot of that I was thinking. But anyway, and with that, thank you guys so much for listening to this podcast with my guest co-host Ameza. Thank you so much for joining us. You were such a delight to be here.
Thank you for having me. I'm so glad I'll be able to be back after so many years.
I know, right? This is why I was like, let me bring back this girl, because it feels like nostalgia since I last spoke literally with you on the show.
It all ties in.
But thank you again. And you guys, this is just part one of this episode. Is nostalgia bad or good? Let me know your take on it on Instagram, and we will be back with a part two. Thank you. Bye.